Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So my guest for this segment has a really interesting story, and he developed something called the Healing Movement System. And he did so really out of necessity. Even though the odds were completely stacked against him, he came up with this healing at home, healing movement system that we're going to talk about and how that can apply to all of us, really. His name is Joe Pinella, and he suffered a really bad car accident and was diagnosed as a quadriplegic. Joe refused to listen when the doctors told him he would never walk again, while telling himself that he could and would retrain his body for full health. And that's how he came up with the Healing Movement System. Joe, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I know I just kind of skimmed just real quickly over your story, but something that really stood out to me, Joe, was the fact that, you know, here you had a situation, unfortunately, where, I mean, your doctors are basically saying there's really not much you can do, right? And yet you persevered through that and came up with a way that you could actually improve some muscle tonicity, that kind of stuff. But I think it's confusing a little bit because you're quadriplegic, right? So how exactly did you come up with this healing movement system?
Well, Dr. Mike, the whole story would take a couple hours, but the short version is when I was a youngster in New York City, I had the absolute fortune to be accepted into a Buddhist temple where they were practicing medical Qigong, and that's where I learned it. And there were just an amazing set of circumstances the day of the accident that brought me to back to that situation that I needed. On the day of the accident, this began 24 years ago, I was towing my Ferrari back to New York, New Jersey, for a summer vacation. And the trailer hitch broke, the trailer smashed into the back of my Bronco, and it pushed me off a mountain. I fell 203 feet, and I landed in a ravine on my head. Like I said, there's a long, long story, but to make it short, I was airlifted by helicopter to the Flagstaff Memorial Hospital. There, a doctor by the name of Dr. Hales happened to be on duty. He's a neck specialist, and they saved my life that day. But my head was 2 inches over my left shoulder. I broke two vertebra into over 150 pieces. I herniated every disc in my back. The prognosis was I couldn't move and I couldn't feel, so I was diagnosed quadriplegic. And at that point in time, I had this incredible knowing, this out-of-body experience while I was in the emergency room for 18 hours, while they were getting me stable to operate on me. And it was at that time that I had this knowing that I could be okay again. Well, the doctors in America saved my life, and they did an incredible job. But after that, I went to physical therapy. In physical therapy, they started every session with, Joe, you have to learn how to be disabled. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to learn how to be okay again. And as a teenager in New York, when I had this incredible opportunity to learn medical Qigong, when I would practice in the temple, most of the Chinese people in New York City would come to the temple for their medical attention. And so they had Qigong for heart, they had Qigong for blood pressure, they had Qigong for arthritis, they had Qigong for everything. So I called back there, spoke to the monks in the temple again, told them what had happened to me, and they said, perfect, use Qigong. And I said, no, it's not perfect, I can't move. You don't understand, I can't move. And they said, perfect, use Qigong. And they came back with a roadmap for me to follow. They told me to fill a pool with water and get the temperature 98.6 and have them put me into a pool every day on a chair and to imagine I was in the womb again. And in the womb, everything would heal again and everything would start new again. And so that's what I did. And they gave me some meditations to do, some Qigong meditations. And I started to do visualization. Qigong uses a lot of visualizations to direct the energy to different parts of the body. There's a saying in Qigong, where the mind goes, the energy goes. And so I started to imagine I was moving. And for about 7 months, all I would do is sit in the chair 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon, and I would visualize doing the exercises while I imagined I was in the womb. And after 7 or 8 months, I started to be able to control my arms.
Wow, and that was amazing.
Yeah, and that was the beginning of a process that took 7 years. It took me 7 years to completely recover. I had to turn everything into an exercise, learning how to eat, shave, take care of myself, because I had lost my motor skills. I couldn't move anymore, and I had to relearn how to do everything again.
So Joe, let me ask you then. So how does, so from that amazing story and practicing the Qigong, you then developed your own, I guess, movement-type system. You call it the healing movement system, right? So how does...
Right.
How does your system, I guess, what is your system, and how is it compared to Qigong?
All right. Well, when I had learned all these different practices in the temple, there was always something different. There were different styles. There were different forms. There were different things, and I had different functions. So when I needed to heal myself, I needed to take different parts from different programs. So something from Qigong, something from Tai Chi, something from Tai Chi Kung, something from meditation. And I put together, so I didn't really make any of these up. They're all 4,000 or 5,000-year-old exercises or meditation. What I did was I collected all the best of the things that I needed for my own healing, and I put them into a system that I use together. And that's why I call it my system, because it's a mixture of four different disciplines.
So do you call the healing movement system, is it really a form of exercise, or is that just too simplistic? I mean, it obviously seems to be much more than just a type of exercise, right?
Well, the ancient Chinese exercises are way more than just plain exercise, because the brain is involved in everything, and because we're constantly aware of everything we're doing, it puts us into a more meditative state. So when we do the program and I do my presentations, I talk to people about the difference between yin exercises and yang exercises. And, of course, everything in the Chinese system is based on yin and yang, the negative, the positive, the male, the female, the duality of everything. So most of the exercise systems that we use out here today are yang systems. And yang systems all work with the sympathetic nervous system, the fight-flight system. So there's no healing going on when you're in that system. But yoga, tai chi, qigong, meditation, they all work with yin systems, and they work with the parasympathetic nervous system. And as you know, all the healing takes place when you're in the parasympathetic nervous system, not in fight flight. So that's the basis of the way these exercises work. So they're way more than just exercises.
Yeah.
They work on the mind, the body, and the spirit. It's a whole body system.
What I want to do, Joe, in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about how you think, this system, this healing movement system, can be applied to people, obviously not with your degree of injury, but people maybe with bad joints. Because here's something I hear as a medical doctor a lot. I can't exercise because my joints hurt. But yet, I know that their joints hurt because they don't exercise. So maybe if we teach them how to apply more of that reparative healing type of exercise, maybe we can help them out. And I think maybe your system can do that. Is there a website, Joe, that my listeners can go check out?
Oh, absolutely. My website is my name, Joe Pinella, PINELLA.com. Real simple.
Pretty simple. JoePinella.com. When we come back, we'll see how we can apply Joe's system to some of us just with bad joints. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.